and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 2nd of August, 75 degrees on our way to 102 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Jalene Harklerode, previewing the United Women in Faith garage sale at the First United Methodist Church coming up August 5th and August 6th. Jalene, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How about you all?
We are doing well. So obviously your big garage sale is coming up here this weekend. What's left for you guys to do before you actually launch?
Well, there's still quite a bit of work to be done at the church. And I was listening about the coolest innovation contest going on in Kansas.
Right.
Maybe we should nominate this garage sale as a pretty cool thing going on. Both literally and physically, I guess, because it will be cool, and people have moved inside now. The collection of the furniture was completed yesterday at 5 o'clock, and now everybody's working inside the next couple of days to get items sorted and priced for all of the listeners to come in and check out starting Friday morning at 7 a.m. It is our gigantic garage sale for missions, and I know people have been waiting a year for this to get back and have that opportunity to come in and find bargains. And so Friday morning, 7 a.m., there will be a line outside the door at the First United Methodist Church. That's 823 Merchant, and anybody that wants to shop will enter from the large parking lot. And it'll run 7 to 7 on Friday and from 8 until noon on Saturday. And, of course, Saturdays are half-price day on furniture and $2 bags for everything you can put in a bag. So that's what we're working towards this week, and we'll be ready for shoppers by 7 a.m. Friday.
Sounds like a huge undertaking. You mentioned, Jalene, this is gigantic. Well, exactly how gigantic is it? Do you have? It sounds like you got a lot of stuff.
We do have a lot of stuff, and if there are listeners that have not ever shopped, you may want to check it out. The first floor, all the hallways are filled with furniture, tools, small appliances, and then we have a full fellowship hall and another room in the basement where you'll find clothing, seasonal items, kitchen items, books galore, CDs, picture frames, and pictures, so it's really two full floors of wonderful items that I'm sure there's something there that you guys need that you just haven't thought of yet, probably. I understand there is a lot of furniture and quite a few recliners. If somebody's looking for a recliner, we always have a nice collectibles antique section. There's a carnival glass punch bowl and cups available this year, some assorted glasswares, and even a few primitive items like an antique grain scooper. Never heard of one of those, but I'm sure it means something to somebody. So children, there's toys and games, and, of course, clothing for all ages. Probably more clothing. If you've been there, you probably can't imagine this, but more clothing available this year than ever. Men, women, children, youth, babies, jewelry, just anything imaginable. Kitchenware galore, pans, dishes, small appliances. There's some wedding and party decor this year. Two really nice cameras that would be on the first floor if you're looking for that. So just anything imaginable. And, you know, it's kind of, this garage sale, I think, continues to thrive and to grow because it really serves two different needs. It's it helps those in the community who are clearing out items, even maybe families who are clearing out homes of loved ones. They'll give us a call and have us pick up things, as well as providing low-cost items for people who are shopping. And, of course, the main reason we continue this is because it allows us to contribute to missions both locally and regionally. So we help support the church food pantry that's open and available every Thursday and Friday morning, the school supply project, Abundant Harvest, SOS Emporia, Habitat for Humanity, our United Methodist Campus Ministry. So the proceeds from the garage sale allow us as United Women in Faith, which used to be United Methodist Women, but was rebranded this last year globally. So we are now known as United Women in Faith. But we could not pull it off by ourselves. We rely on the men in the church, United Methodist men, the youth help set up and then take down when it's over. And there's just a lot of other, we've had up to like 150 people that are part of this huge project. So, and it's really become a year-round project. Like I said, people will give us calls throughout the year, and I know there's been a group working every Wednesday afternoon to begin sorting and getting ready for this big week. So we're excited. We always are excited and relieved come Saturday about noon. So.
Oh, man, I bet. Cool deal. Jalene, you had to have started somewhere. I mean, how did it get to be this big?
That's a really good question, because I've mentioned other years in talking with Lane Holleran. We probably saw it begin probably 30 years ago at this point, and it started with 6 card tables by a small group at the church. And it's a good question why it grows by leaps and bounds, but there's a lot of people working, and I really do think part of it is it fills that need for people needing a place to dispose of items and knowing that the money goes to support missions. And that need for missions has only grown, as we know, in the last few years, particularly during COVID. So that need is there. I think it thrives because the need exists, and we're able to try to help fill it a little.
Well, you've done wonderful work. There is no doubt about that. And this is one huge event coming up, the United Women in Faith garage sale for missions at the First United Methodist Church. Well, give us the dates and times again, Jalene.
Well, it will be Friday morning. It'll start at 7 a.m. and runs to 7 p.m. And this Saturday from 8 until noon, and that's our $2 bag day and half price, like on the furniture and larger items. Now, if people would like to see some pictures in advance of everything that's there, I'll be taking a video Thursday afternoon and posting on all of the local buy, sell, trade groups. So if they kind of want a preview by Thursday evening, that should be available. Sometimes that's helpful if they can see that ahead of time.
Sure.
And know what they're coming after. So that's our plan, and we hope to see everybody Friday morning at 7 a.m.
Awesome. Jalene, anything else we're missing here today?
Not that I can think of. We just want people to come out and come to a cool place and shop on Friday, right?
There we go, Jalene.
I think that's a good idea.
Hey, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good day. Jalene Harklerode, the United Women in Faith garage sale for missions at the First United Methodist Church this Friday and Saturday. First United Methodist Church, that is a big happening right there.
You are not kidding. And I did want to let you know that tomorrow's newsmaker slot, we should be getting that filled here this morning, but we do have Thursdays and Fridays taken right now, so if you want that slot tomorrow, give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvue at kvue.com. Gina Sheevy talks about Front Porch Jam 3 of Season 5. That'll wind up being our Thursday interview, and then Friday we'll have First Friday Director Kayla Mock talking about the First Friday Art Walk.
Coming up this Friday. And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. KBOE Live and Local, 731, 76 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
My checking account needs
to pay my bills.
My checking account needs to be